Welcome to Real Career Talk. I'm your host, Phil Perquette, and we want to take a moment and say thank you to all of our participants that went out and downloaded our podcast from 2020. We want to thank all of the leaders in our business, as well as beyond, that came and spent an hour with us discussing important topics, important business topics. And we're going to continue that path even more powerfully in 2021. Our talent development pillars for the upcoming year will be around adaptability, continuous learning, building relationships. We'll even have a discussion that's three-tier focus, mentoring, sponsorship, and having that advocate for you, your career, and even your business and organization. Little shift that we're taking in the upcoming year, we will be available in a vidcast as well as a podcast. The formatting is going to be 30 minutes, but it will still be powerful. It still will be important, and also a little informal chat as well. Today, I am excited to have with us as our guest, Sherrion Willis, AVP for Pricing. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sherrion, tell us a little, just to get warmed up here, tell us a little bit about yourself. Let the audience know who you are, where you come from. I'm sorry, just kidding. And give us a little insight about you.
Sure. So, hi, everyone. Again, my name is Sherrion Willis, and if you don't know who I am, I've been here at AT&T for a little over 20 years now. My career, I started in California as a first-level financial analyst, and I spent 18 years in finance, going up to CFO for construction engineering. I left construction engineering at the beginning of last year, and I've been in pricing now, where I lead a team of pricers who build out the business cases for all government agencies, as well as state, local, and education. So really what that means is we come up with a pricing strategy on what we're going to bid to any agency, whether it's Department of Defense, Homeland Security, a whole lot of classified stuff, internationally, domestic, and we come up with competitive solutions for them.
Mm-hmm. That sounds awesome. Great. Tell us a little bit about you personally. One thing that you would love to share with the audience.
So personally, I've been also married, blessed to be married over 20 years, and we have two fantastic boys, one that is about to turn 17, and the other one is about to turn 11. So they're having a really hard time now during COVID, but they are the light of my life. And I do everything for those three boys and the dog, which is also a boy.
Awesome. Awesome. Now I got to ask, what kind of dog? What kind of dog? I love dogs.
A little Shih Tzu. So he, he was supposed to be for my son, but he loves me more. So he's mommy's dog now.
Isn't that interesting how that works out, actually? All right, Sherrion, let's get started. Excellent. Great. Great to have you on the call today, and I believe our audience will benefit from this, so let's be powerful. So first question that I have for you is, talking about adaptability in 2021, how would you define adaptability when it comes to business?
Okay. Well, I think adaptability is the ability to adapt to changes in the environment. So being seen as adaptable to me is not changing who you are, but it's adapting to the situation, whether it's culture, whether it's customer needs, whether it's technological capabilities, job functions, roles, as well as adapting your approach. Especially, when you're dealing with varying personality types. So adapting to me is no different than how you would act when you're around your mama versus how you were act around your friends. And so when you are in the boardroom or at the leadership table, you know, I'm going to come prepared. I'm going to look a certain way. I'm going to be dressed a certain way. I'm going to speak in a certain way, which is going to be very different from my everyday business and my everyday non-business activities. So to me, I mean, adaptability is very valuable and sought after skill set in business, especially if you're looking for growth, because it makes you more equipped for a variety of opportunities. It demonstrates that you have an open mind, can think out of the box, you can innovate, you can solve problems, you have the capacity to handle any job that they throw at you. So when a person is looking for, you know, a candidate for a particular role, and what they do, they don't look at that, just that role, right? They look at, can I put Sherry on in this role, and can she do any role that all of her peers would be doing? And in addition, they go another level up. So can Sherry on also in a few years be ready for that next level? And so being adaptable and being able to be dropped into a role or job, a situation, an opportunity, gives you more opportunity to grow not only vertically, but horizontally. So, I mean, take me. I was a CFO for 18 years, and they picked me up and dropped me into pricing. The roles, although they're of financial nature, are 360 degrees different. But they saw that, hey, Sherion has these skill sets that are highly adaptable, that we can pick her up as an L4 and put her into another organization that she knows absolutely nothing about and be able to pick up what needs to be done to get that job done. And so that's why being adaptable is important. Because you need to be able to show that you have a broader perspective and you can do more than what is handed to you. And you can take that experience and then grow yourself.
And be able to, Sherrianne, and be able to adjust, as you stated, be able to adjust in the moment. We've heard it in business form. Can we pivot? Being able to adjust accordingly. I remember when back in my consumer days, when we were a sales organization, I'm sorry, business organization, billing, and then they went to sales. And people were like, oh, sales, I'm not a salesman. Oh. And I was like, being able to adjust in those moments, that we all have heard it before, change is inevitable, change happens. One thing we can count on is change. In business, we see it more than ever now. But and I think that's an excellent point that you brought out, being able to adjust in the moment and do it powerfully. That's also a thing I like to say, be powerful, right? Mm-hmm. Great start. So is you think about being versatile is one thing. So when you define adaptability, when you look at it, it is based on being able to adjust to new conditions. Great point. How do I adjust? Yes, we get tunnel vision oftentimes. This is the way, this is how I do it. But can you adjust accordingly? Being able to adapt, that's important in 2021. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I 100% agree with that. And knowing that where we're at as a business, how we're changing, you know, we have to be able to look forward. We have to be able to, you know, design our path, but not looking by changing what we're doing today and what it's going to look like in the future, because nothing is status quo. Nothing is black or white. We need to be able to move and think beyond and do more than what is laid out for us on a piece of paper. It is looking forward on what's going to happen in this business and how do we start preparing today for what it's going to look like tomorrow.
Excellent point. So let's carry on with that. Let's talk about that a little bit more. So you've had leadership roles, a variety of leadership roles, and I think you're AVP of pricing now. You were AVP of financial analysis, I think that was, as well as the director in that same organization. So we're talking about being able to adjust and adapt, being able to pivot. Share the importance of having flexibility. Could you just share, like, I got a new role. It's interesting. When I took on, and sometimes when you think about this, I took on my training role, and things change even in the moment of that role. When you have the importance of understanding the importance of being flexible, taking on these new roles, just elaborate a little bit more on that, just in general, everyday work.
Okay. So quite frankly, I mean, I think being flexible is as important as being adaptable, right? So I've had 15 to 20 jobs in my 20 years at AT&T. Almost all of those jobs, I was voluntold, right? And a few of those jobs, I had to take the weekend, get my mind wrapped around it because I didn't think it was what I wanted to do, where I wanted my career to go. However, after I worked through my initial shock, I went into those jobs and I gave it everything I have. So what I want to call out from a flexibility standpoint is figuring out how to work in that gray. And I brought that up a second ago, meaning that things are not always black and white. Your job does not need to be a specific set of roles, functions, et cetera. So for me, in terms of being flexibility, I go into every job and I change that job and I make that job to what I think it should be. So yes, I come in, I do all the things that, you know, my boss and the organization and the business wants me to go do. But I also do the things that I think need to be done. And then in addition, I do the things that I want to do, right? And so what I call that really is, I call it my 80-20 business rule. And it could be any percentage. But basically what that means is as long as the things that you like to do outweigh the things that you don't like to do, you should be golden. So I always figure out within these roles how to do what I like to do. And so I'm going to go in, I'm going to set up process procedure. I am going to figure out how I can have small successes as I go through my everyday week, month, on things that are important to me. And I'm going to knock it out the park on what my, call it my written obligations or duties or responsibilities are. But then I am going to take time for myself. For me personally, I am a huge data person. I love numbers. I love data. And so I'm going to, in all of my roles, I'm in the numbers just as much as each one of my team members are in the numbers. I'm building data visualizations. I'm doing all of that stuff, not because I have to. It's because, number one, I need to understand what my team is doing and how they are doing it. And then number two, for my self-fulfillment, that's what I like to do. So I like to play with data. I like to be the person at the table, you know, telling that story. I like to strategize. And so in every single of my roles, I'm going to figure out how to do those things that I like to do while doing the things that I'm expected to do and going above and beyond that. And so when I put all of that together, it makes more of a balance of flexibility for me.
So it's interesting because it sounds like to me you're bringing in passion. Where are you passionate? Finding that passion, because even in adjusting and adapting, you've got to find that fire in that movement, in that change. Okay, because that's what's going to help you transition a lot easier. Is that what you're saying?
Yep. I mean, I'm saying to focus your energy, right? Yeah, okay. So focus your energy on the work content, making that role your own, and doing what you like to do.
Mm-hmm. Love that. All right. So we love that. We love to talk about being adaptable. We love to talk about being versatile, and being able to transform, being able to pivot. These are all keywords we've heard in business. Now, with that said, in your role that your path that you've taken, I know that you've seen those out there that just won't. They won't adjust. They won't shift. They won't change. They won't see the light. So talk to me What's the biggest hurdle that you have seen in those who lack that ability to change? And what advice would you give them? Let's say it's, okay, it's November, New Year's resolution. What advice would you give them? Yes, going into 2021, how do you help them, coach them?
All right.
Off their body?
Okay. So, to be honest, I think that for those who lack the ability to change or don't want to change, the impact is becoming obsolete in whatever field you're in, right? And so whether we like it, the world as well as our business is in constant movement and change. And we need to continually adapt and change to keep up. So if you look across your peer group, and let's say, the work activity, you're using a calculator and maybe some basic Excel, right? But if your peers are over there creating code, running bots, creating visualizations, using artificial intelligence, your skills are becoming obsolete, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to make that choice on whether you are going to increase your skill set to drive more value. If you see yourself in the future of that job, or you need to start planning for whatever you're going to go do next. And my feedback there is, for those who wait around, is your career is your career.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely no one's responsibility to teach you how to go do something, to train you how to go do something, to manage your career. You should be getting, mentors and advocates to help guide you along that path.
Mm-hmm.
But don't expect anyone to manage your career for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that will be my feedback. My feedback is, if you want to be here, then go after the things that are going to keep you here. And if you don't know how to go after those things, go talk to some folks, get some mentors and get some advocates that can help guide you. But you need to take those first steps. It's not just going to be laid out for you on a plate in front of you.
Mm-hmm. We're so far beyond the whole, here's the path, let me create this path for you. And I'll guide you through it. You really have to own your own success. I like what you said when you said earlier, focusing on your energy. So being able to do that, finding the mentor out there, being able to find those advocates that will stand for you. However, so talk to me. I know you're an advocate for many. You know, what makes you say, I'm going to advocate? I'll be your advocate. What makes you say that? What do you see in a person that makes you say that?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's relationship, right? It's relationship. It's ability. It's drive. It's motivation. It's, proof, right? And so it's, hey, this person is really trying to manage their career. This person has these specific skill sets. And here are some skill sets that I can think I can help that person with.
Mm-hmm.
It is definitely relationship, but it can't just be, let me get on your calendar now, go push for me to get promoted, right? And so it's much more than that. And so when you are defining your career and you're getting these mentors, I mean, having a mentor is one thing. Having an advocate is something different, right? So you can have folks that will just talk you through some things. An advocate knows your work, knows your ability, will come to the table and put their name on the line and say, yes, this is the right person for this job. And so those are two very important aspects of how you should be looking at your career, because you can be doing fantastic. You can be ready for that next level. But if nobody knows you, especially if you are a non-management or an L1, if you're trying to jump that hurdle into a new group, into a new organization,
Just setting your resume out there isn't going to help as much, right? But having all of those skill sets, you know, in addition to personally knowing folks and engaging with folks and people seeing how active and proactive you are and are willing to say, hey, let me pass this resume off or let me send a note to the hiring manager for you. That's what's going to get you into the door. And so I've met with a whole lot of folks who have wanted to take that jump and move into finance, right? And which is an extremely, well, for whatever reason, hard organization to get into. And so just bidding on stuff isn't going to help them. They need some more exposure. And how to get some of that exposure, I mean, are ERGs and ENs, right? And so if you are, call it chairing or in one of the committees and you start building relationships and with those folks in that group, and then you start getting some mentoring, eventually you will get some avocation. And then if there's a position that comes arise and people know, hey, so-and-so is looking for a finance role, let me see if I can help them. And so that is what I think is extremely important there.
So what I'm hearing you say, we're talking about an advocate and we're talking about a co-sign. We're talking about co-sign. Somebody needs to co-sign for you. That's an excellent point. It's kind of interesting. You might not be in that room, but you need that advocate is in the room. And probably representing you. So that's a great point. It's a great way to look at it. And our network audience, I hope that you all are taking notes on what Sherrianne is sharing, because this is, she's dropping knowledge today, and that's pretty awesome. So talk to me about, we have a new normal with COVID-19, you know, COVID-19, the pandemic. Is there something that you have found that has helped you cope in business with this pandemic? Or otherwise?
So, not at all. So maybe one of y'all can help me. At this point, 2020 has been so bad. I'm subtracting a year from my age. It don't count.
Right.
But I mean, it's been crazy. But I mean, only thing I can say is you got to find your passion. You got to find your passion inside of work as well as outside of work. And you got to figure out how you're going to do that to increase your not only work life balance, but your livelihood. And so during COVID, you know, I try and I do work nonstop. So, I mean, I'm probably not the best example, which is why I said, no, not at all. But, you know, the things that I like doing, you know, I bake a lot. I mean, I love to bake. Problem with that during COVID-19 is I found the COVID 20 pounds. And so that's not working. So I'm going to have to push that aside. But
you
call
it COVID 20. Sherry, COVID 20.
I do. It's pretty bad. I'm going to need a good 90 days before we're back into the office so I can, you know, fit my clothes again. But again, find your passion. And I mean, COVID is not going away. And so we all need to figure out no time soon. We all need to figure out how we're going to, again, adapt in this new environment. Right. Mm-hmm. So I know in the beginning we weren't doing anything. We weren't going anywhere. We were, you know, very, concerned, as we should be. But now, you know, we are learning to live with it, right? We're going to the grocery store. We are adapting. We are wearing masks.
Right.
And we have found that wearing masks, is successful. And so we have learned to adapt to this environment, and we will continually learn how to adapt in this environment. So figure out what your passion is outside of work, inside of work, and then continue to adapt on how you are approaching life in general.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And focus on that energy.
Yeah.
Focus on that energy. I'm not going to forget that. Focus on your energy. Excellent. One final question that I have for you before we wrap up. How is resilience? We understand resilience is about being able to recover, being able to recover, showing toughness in a sense. Talk to me about resilience and how it applies to adaptability.
Okay. So resilience is having the capacity to move forward from adversity and then being able to quickly adapt when circumstances change mm-hmm. and maintain while maintaining a balanced perspective in the face of stress or challenging demands. And to me, what that really means is things are going to happen, right? Whether they're going to be in your control or not in control. And what matters is how you adapt and react to that situation. And so mm-hmm. by learning on how to be adaptable, you are so much more better equipped to respond in those circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Being able to adapt, learning how to adapt, being able to adjust accordingly. That's also tapping into being able to understand sort of like the emotional intelligence, being able not only to control yourself, but to be able to identify where that other person might be to adjust accordingly. Would you agree with that?
At 100%. 100%. So one of the things is being able to adapt and be adapt to feeling, personality type, and being open to different perspectives, right? And so I know in our community, we want our perspective to be heard, and that is absolutely no different in business. And so when I say this again, there's no right or wrong or black and white. Everyone has their own perspective, right? Being able to sit back, be open and listen to other perspectives and then coming back and seeing how that compares to your perspective and then having a balance approach on how you're going to react or explain or whatever it is what is of importance. So we can't walk into things thinking things are one-sided and that I am right. Because if you're going to come to the table on your stance on I am right, you are wrong, you're not going to get anywhere. Right. And so, you know, you need to be able to sit back and listen and make sure you actually hear those perspectives. And even if you believe that perspective to be wrong, which is going to happen all the time, it may not be your choice or your decision on how it's going to move forward. And so another thing is being okay with whatever decision is made. And so you have shared your perspective. Others have shared their perspective. In the end, another decision may be made, whether it's yours or whether it's the other person's, but you got to let it go. And so that goes back to that emotional, part of that is you have to let it go. So for me, when I make a decision, whether that decision is right or wrong, that's a decision I chose to make. And if that's the decision I chose to make, I can't waste my energy, my emotional status on something that coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Right.
What is done is now done. How are you going to react to it? How are you going to adapt to it?
Mm-hmm. That's the past. Now it's present. It's about being powerfully present right now. And Jerrion, I have to tell you, you have been powerfully present in this conversation. I believe you've impacted our audience tremendously. And I just wanted, as we wrap up, one final word from you, one final thought from you for our audience would be
figure out how to adapt and listen to varying perspective. And again, you own your career. Don't sit back and watch it.
On that note, that was awesome. Jerrion Willis, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your thoughts and your insight. It's been powerful. We look forward to seeing everyone at the next session. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys. Take care.